You're listening to The World of Lux, an original series about a boy in a world of fantasy. Episode 1. It was a warm, sunny day in the park. Birds were singing, wind was blowing, and children were playing. That is, most children were playing. Jimmy Jones was staring. He'd always been a quiet type, staying out of everyone's way. Always being seen and not heard seemed to be a mantra that he would follow to the letter. As for why he was just standing there, staring at the other kids playing Stuck in the Mud, well, he hated that game. He could have easily beaten them all at it. A silly game. Why should he even bother? So there he was, standing there and watching the others crawl through each other's legs. It looked muddy, dusty, dirty, fun. Just when he thought about maybe going in to perhaps join in just one game, Jimmy was distracted by a light and a sound. The tree line behind him was dark, overgrown, and completely unlike the rest of the park around him. It was somewhere that Jim would never go if it wasn't for that fairy-like light just beyond the bushes, darting back and forth like a firefly. He glanced over to his mother, busy chatting away with the other moms. She wouldn't notice him gone, at least not for the 5 minutes it would take to chase this down. 1 second later, he darted after the light. But this thing definitely had a mind of its own, darting away from him, deeper into the woods. The chase was on. Trees whipped by him, the ground swept under, birds had to dodge out of his way, yet still, it stayed ahead, effortlessly. Jim thought he saw it gaining distance. He pushed as hard as his yet growing legs would go, until suddenly, the light stopped. But that wasn't the strangest part. The luminescence had stopped next to a tree, a large oak that seemed ancient, making all 13 of Jim's years seem even smaller than he already felt. Thrust into the bark of the tree was a gleaming sword, a hilt and some of the blade visible, pointing up at an angle near the base. Jim watched as the light seemed to get absorbed into the sword. That wouldn't do. Jim had been chasing this thing halfway across the woods, and it just disappears. He walked up to the sword, intending to pull it out of the tree and find out why this piece of metal was more special than him. But just when his hand touched the hilt, his grip became iron-locked, and no amount of struggle would release his own fingers. Before his eyes, a crack opened up in the bark of the tree, slowly yawning open, and alarmingly, the sword started to pull him into the dark archway. Jim tried to release his grip, or pull himself out using his legs as leverage, but an inevitable and relentless force pulled him into the crack, into the darkness, and beyond. This has been episode 1 of The World of Lux. Next time, see what happens to Jim and this mysterious sword that entices him so. Also, what lies through the ominous gap in the bark. Written and produced by Thomas Latta, music by Windswept.